Unit 11, page 102. Reading. Exercise 5.
April Fool's Day. In 1957, the BBC news programme Panorama told its viewers that Swiss farmers were enjoying a really good year for their spaghetti crop. They showed a film of the farmers picking the pasta from their trees. Many people believed the story, and some of them even phoned up the BBC to ask how they could grow their own spaghetti tree. The date, of course, was April the 1st, or April Fool's Day, the day when people in many countries across the world like to play jokes on each other. April the 1st seems to be very popular with journalists. They have the extremely important job of reporting the news to us. For 364 days a year, they need to be serious. But for one day a year, they allow themselves to forget this responsibility for a few minutes and have a bit of fun trying to fool their readers or viewers. There are many great examples of funny April Fool's Day jokes from the newspapers and TV. For example, in 2008, BBC News claimed that penguins could fly. It said that their cameraman had seen this happen while filming at the South Pole. He said that luckily he had filmed the event, and they showed some video of penguins taking off and flying through the air. Of course, the BBC later admitted they had made up the whole story and used special effects to create the film. In 1981, the Daily Mail had a story about a Japanese runner in the London Marathon. The man was still running days after the race had finished. The story explained that the athlete had misunderstood the rules of the race. Instead of running for 26 miles, he believed he needed to run for 26 days. The paper said that he was lost somewhere in the middle of the British countryside. And there's certainly nothing new about these types of stories. Back in 1878, the Daily Graphic newspaper in the USA had a story about the famous scientist Thomas Edison. It told its readers that Edison had invented a food machine that would feed the human race. It didn't explain how the machine worked, just that it would make any kind of food using air, water, and earth. Many people believed the story, and Edison got letters from people all over the country. It's not just journalists who enjoy trying to fool us. Many big companies have joined in the fun over the years. In 1998, a famous fast food restaurant used a whole-page advert in one of the daily newspapers to tell us that it was going to sell a hamburger for left-handed people. It said that the new burger was just the same as the normal burger, but they had turned all the ingredients 180 degrees in the bun. They said it would be easier for left-handed people to eat. Thousands of people went to restaurants to try and buy one. So when people tell you not to believe everything you read in the newspapers, they might be right, especially on April the 1st.